Well, it's Sweet Saturday, and I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand saying hello. Thanks for joining us. And guess who I brought along for good company?
Hi, Lisa. Hello, everybody. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy. And you're right, Lisa, it's Saturday, September 7th.
Well, I understand that it may not be quite as sweet as just a Saturday off. So why don't you serve up what we've got to work with today, Mike?
You bet, Lisa, because it's a kind of a big day. It's a big aspect that's happening. It won't happen. It won't perfect till tonight at 9:08 p.m. But what's happening today is the sun opposes Saturn. What is the sun? The sun is authority, is your vitality, right? And it opposes Saturn, which is trials and tribulations. So, and oppositions typically represent splits, breakups, seeing your reflection in the mirror of oneself. Is there a withholding going on, money or support, with your confidence depleted? Is it time to go back to the drawing board? These are all the kind of things that a Sun-Saturn opposition brings out. And we'll be feeling it all day, at least, because it doesn't perfect till the evening, but it's going to be the flavor for the day on Saturday.
Well, we've got big emotions represented by the Queen of Cups. So, not getting what you want or not being able to produce results the way you'd like them can bring up some pretty big feelings. How do you handle those? Remember, this is a week where we're shedding anything that keeps us stuck in a powerless story. The Queen of Cups on the positive side is good fortune and happiness. In order to get there, we have to be willing to own our own feelings, not shame or blame them, not deny them, not squeeze them into a package that's acceptable to others. And yet at the same time, we can't hold other people hostage to our big emotions either. So good fortune and happiness comes when we can feel the big feelings and do something constructive with them. Oppositions are always about integration. And one of the things that's so important is to realize that here you are, Sun opposite Saturn. Here is the Saturn, which is the great timer or the boundaries. So it's like when your ego hits those boundaries and resistance, we look at what we don't have. We're not over here, but we're missing the whole playing field in between. And in all of that territory, oppositions give us a 360. So it can be a chance to see more opportunities than just that straight line to what we want. And in seeing those additional opportunities, maybe that's the good fortune. All right. So we have to be willing to work with what's there and do it authentically. So let it come up, see the whole playing field, and make it work for you. That's really your opportunity, no matter how frustrating it may be. And you get to own the frustration too. You know, I like to beat the dust out of the couch for 10 minutes at a time because that's how long it takes for emotions to travel our nervous system. So sometimes a good cathartic, although I did almost dislocate my shoulder one time, it's like just allowing yourself to feel it and giving it a beginning, middle, and an end, that's power. So choose your version. Allow the good fortune and the happiness to come in and integrate all the opportunities between you and the success you want. How's that sound?
I love that. That's words to the wise.
Well, any other words you want to leave them with today, or are we signing off?
We got one big one for tomorrow, so let's sign off so we can get them for them tomorrow.
We'll cook them a little bit more tomorrow. Thanks for joining. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
Thanks, everybody. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, and we'll see you tomorrow, Sunday.